God, he's healing my toes. Now I'm going on stronger. It's hard for God to use offended people. I want to say that one more time. It's hard for God to use offended people. Because they're wrapped up in their offense, they're wrapped up in their feelings, and they're hearing from their feelings and from their emotions, and they're not hearing from the Spirit of God. They're not receiving from the Word of God now, because it's all about me and how I feel. Now, if I'm reading anybody's mail here this morning, please don't charge it to me. If anything, pray for me. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Y'all received anything yet? No wonder it says in Ephesians chapter 6, in the 6th chapter, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Determined, I am not going to be a weakling. With God's help, I can handle anything that comes my way. If you hurt me, it won't crush me. If you knock me down, I'm just like a basketball. I bounce right back. Matter of fact, we're created like basketballs. It's created to bounce. So when you bounce on, you bounce right back. No damage done. I said no damage done. Amen. Now, before I move on, and I am going to move on, I just want you to lift your hand right now. And if you are willing to make a decision right now, I will not be offended. I will not allow offense to take me down. But now let me warn you. Can I warn you? Offense is coming. You will be tested. You will be tested. Now, I'm not forcing you to say anything you don't want to say, but if you're willing to, while your hands are lifted, I don't want your hands to get tired. While your hands are lifted to the Lord, you don't have to say it, only say this if you mean it. But say, Heavenly Father, I make a decision right now.
I will not allow
offense
to dominate my life.
I will not allow
offense
to control the decisions that I make.
I give it all to you,
Lord.
And I stand strong.
In Jesus' name.
All right. Praise God.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Ah, glory to God. All righty. I'm going to try to get back on track here for a few minutes. Amen. All righty. Now, Father is the originator. Jesus, the Son, is the implementer. The Holy Spirit is the revealer. And he reveals to us the plan of God. Amen. Now, I covered briefly, I kind of got off on this last week, on the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, and simply because they are gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so, since I did, I want to just share some things further on the Holy Spirit. I want you to know, listen, listen to me good. The Holy Spirit is very important in our lives. Matter of fact, he's the one that dwells on the inside of us. If he's not on the inside of us, we're not born again. You hear me? If the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is not dwelling on the inside of you, you're not born again. If you're born again, he's there. Amen. He is there. He is ministering through you and through me. He's the one that leads us and guides us. And, well, let me go into the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit real briefly, as brief as I can. I told you last week the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit are divided into three categories. You got the vocal gifts, which are tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. You got revelation gifts, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. And then you have the power gifts, gifts of healing, working of miracles, and gifts of faith, or the gift of faith. I want to say this to you, and don't let this slip. There are three types of tongues that I want to mention. One of them is, of course, the gift of tongues. And the gift of tongues accompanied by the interpretation of tongues reveal something. Okay? So that again, the gift of tongues accompanied by the interpretation of tongues reveal something. And it happens in this church from time to time. Someone will have a tongue. And then there is a interpretation of that tongue, interpretation of the tongue given. When you speak in tongues, most of you know this, some of you may not, you're speaking in an unknown language, okay? You're speaking in a language that you never learned. But the interpretation of tongues, the gift of interpretation of tongues, reveal what was spoken in unknown tongues. That's the reason it's called tongues and interpretation. So tongues and interpretation work together. Amen. And then, of course, in the vocal gifts, we talked about prophecy, and which when people hear the word prophecy, they think about, and there's a lot of, well, I won't go there today, maybe another day, but prophecy, when you think about prophecy, you're thinking about the future. You know, when that's what people think about when they hear the word prophecy. They're thinking about the future. But prophecy is not always the future. It can be the present. And prophecy is to build you up, to keep you encouraged. It's called foretelling, not necessarily foretelling. It's called forth-telling. And it's to exhort you, to comfort you, to build you up. Sometimes someone will have a word for you, and it's not necessarily a future word, but it's a word from the Lord that's letting you know, hey, it's okay. God's with you. Or there may be a prophecy for the entire church, and all it does is exhort you to keep forging ahead. Don't quit. Don't slow down. Don't stop. God's got you. Amen. Now, there's plenty more I can say about that, but I just want to say enough to give you a general idea. But I want to go back to tongues. Tongues. There are three types of tongues. Like I said, the gift of tongues that we find in 1 Corinthians. Go over there real quick. Find the spot here. If I can find my place, folks, I wrote this down in a hurry. Alrighty, let me move on. I was looking for something in particular, but I'll go ahead and move on. Turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. So there's the gift of tongues, and then there are tongues related to languages. Acts chapter 2. Do you have Acts chapter 2? Listen at this. Let me read to you Acts chapter 2. I'll begin reading it first. Well, I'll read it verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Let's keep reading. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia," I think I'm saying that right, "Egypt, and parts of Libya, and Libya adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God." So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "Whatever could this mean?" And of course, it goes on to say some mocked them, saying that they were drunk, intoxicated. But there's a type of tongue which God will use sometime, the Spirit will use sometime, to speak in another language that's known by that person. There have been times missionaries have gone to foreign countries and they could not speak the language. I'm talking about the native language of that country. And the Spirit of God would come on them, and they was able to speak in that language. I've heard of stories of being in meetings, Holy Ghost meetings, camp meetings, where folk would be praying in other tongues, and there would be someone there from another country, and they would actually hear their language being spoken. Amen. Are you still with me? So, there's the gift of tongues. Number two, there's languages. Amen. Amen. I don't have to speak in tongues for you to understand what I'm saying, because we all understand English in here, right? Amen. But the most common tongue, listen to this, the most common tongue is the devotional tongue. Devotional tongue. That's where we worship God in other tongues. Every one of us, everyone that's spirit-filled, every one of you that's spirit-filled, you should be speaking in your devotional tongues every day. Every day. I said every day. Because it's our connection with God. Jesus told the woman those that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Why? Because God is a spirit. Now that we are born again, guess what? We are spiritual beings. And so when we're about, and let me back up. I got a little ahead of myself. Don't let me lose my place here. But I want to back up and say this. Tongues is the Bible evidence of being filled with the Holy Ghost. Okay? Tongues is the Bible evidence of being filled with the Holy Ghost. Being baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen? And so what happens, now we're still talking about the Holy Spirit here. What happens when we speak in other tongues, when we speak in our devotional tongues, we are communicating with God spirit to spirit. Spirit to spirit. We don't understand what we are saying naturally. Now, sometime the revelation will come. We'll know what we're saying. But in our devotional tongues, we are worshiping God and we are communicating with God spirit to spirit. I want to tell you something. When I get behind the wheel in my old pickup truck, and I'm driving down the road, and I'm fellowshipping with the Lord, and I'll talk to him some in English. I'll talk to him some in English. And then I'll begin to just fellowship with him in other tongues. Let's drive my old truck. I got an old truck. And drive my old truck. Obayasanko basin kedede andikosa. What am I doing? I'm communicating with my God, spirit to spirit. Spirit to spirit. My understanding is unfruitful. But the Holy Spirit knows what I'm saying. Jesus Christ knows what I'm saying. God the Father knows what I'm saying. Why? Because I'm a spiritual being. Why is that so important? Why is that so important? And you see what point I'm going to make here in just a moment. But why is that so important? I'm a citizen in heaven. If I have the Spirit of God, I belong to him. They know my name in heaven. They know who I am in heaven. They know who you are in heaven. We are citizens of two worlds. Natural citizens here on the earth, America, but our spiritual citizenship is in heaven. Now, if my spiritual citizenship in heaven, don't you think I need to be in contact with heaven? Yes, I understand. I can pray in my natural language. Yes, I can. But I have a secret weapon, because every time I pray in my natural language, the devil is standing right there listening. He's listening. He's listening. But when I talk to God in other tongues, it's between God and me. It's between God. He don't know what I'm saying. The devils don't know what we're saying. They are confused. They are confused. And so guess what? Now this is where I'm getting to. So many times as I'm praying in the Spirit, revelation will come. Revelation will come. How many of you ever lost anything? You know what? And you're looking for it, and you're looking for it, and you don't know where it is. Start praying in the Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you where it is, and then begin to pray in other tongues. Have anybody ever had that work for you? Yeah, praise God. You start praying, you know, and the Holy Spirit, it'll come to your mind, oh, yeah, that's where it is, or he'll direct you to where it is. Now, are you ready for this? Sometimes when we're praying in other tongues, praying in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will reveal to you that there's someone that has a need. Or he wants you to stop by and talk to a certain person. Somebody maybe themselves praying, crying out to God, and they don't have any answers, and God might send you. Remember, Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch? By the way, that was the Spirit-filled Philip that God translated. And he ministered to the Ethiopian eunuch. Many times, Paul, on his missionary journeys, the Holy Spirit would speak to him. And you know, Paul himself said that he was a tongue talker. Paul himself, the Apostle Paul, he says, I speak in tongues more than you all. But yet, Paul was led by the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the Holy Spirit would tell him, say, don't go here. They'd be planning the missionary journeys. The Holy Spirit would say, don't go there. At least not yet. Don't go there. Do this. Do that. Brothers and sisters, listen to me. We have been given the Holy Spirit and the baptism with the Holy Spirit to help us, to lead us, to guide us, to reveal to us. Sometimes he'll let you know, and ladies, men too, but ladies, I want to say this particularly to you ladies. Pray in tongues often. If you're not baptized with the Holy Spirit, you can be baptized with the Holy Spirit before you leave here today. But you pray in tongues often, especially you single ladies, because the Spirit of God will let you know when somebody's no good. Oh, I'm preaching now. He'll let you know when that handsome guy that's all buffed up and you know, got all his hair, you know, he got hair, and all of it's in the proper place, and he's looking good to your natural eye. But what you want to know about is that cannot be seen naturally. Guess what? The Holy Spirit knows. And he will reveal it to you. Stay away from him. Now, he may not say it like that, but you'll know it. Something on the inside, you say, something ain't right about him. I can't, you might, you say, might say, I can't put my finger on it, but I know something's just not right. So I'm going to back off. I'm going to back off. But then sometime you can meet this guy, and you know, he's only the guy, just a guy that only a mother could love. And you may not like his natural features. You might think, man, he's not handsome at all. But on the inside of you, because, see, you've been fellowshipping with the Lord and staying in the Word, too. But on the inside of you, there's something different about him. There's something, you know, and so I'm just going to watch. I'm just going to watch. And come to find out, this guy, I mean, he loves God. He's fired up for God. He's not a fake, because you do know guys can get fired up for God temporarily till they get you. And then they take the mask off. See, and it doesn't just apply to relationships. This is a part, this is, and in the time we're living in right now, we need to hear from God. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit. So we need to have a devotion with God every day. Every day. Y'all listening to me? God gave us the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us and to reveal things to us that we don't know and we need to know. You don't have to know every little detail, but you can know when this ain't right, so I'm backing off. We are supposed to be Spirit-led believers. And I'm not talking about getting crazy. I know how church folk can be sometimes. They can go from one, I mean, just take things to extreme. I like what Kenneth E. Hagin said, and just blessed me so much. He said, stay in the middle of the road. Don't get in the ditch on the right side, and don't get in the ditch on the left side. Some folks take this spiritual thing to extremes. I think I told y'all about this. A friend of ours, spirit-filled friend of ours. They were seeing gold dust and feathers and all this stuff. And she showed us some gold dust. Took us in the church and showed, because they had angelic visitations. And every time that angel show up, he left some gold dust. And she was pointing out some to me. Let me see. Brother Greg, come here. Comest thou hither? Now, you see anything gold in that general area? Speck, look good now. Don't make the pastor a liar right here in church. Now, come on now. Wait a minute. Let me see. Let me ask you a question. Do you see any specks in this chair at all? Brother, you ain't looking for the right thing. Lord, help him. Thank you, bro. Here's my point. Here's my point. The fabric in these chairs have some reflection to them. And so when the light hit them, you can see little specks in these seats. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You can see little specks. And that's what I was talking about. You can see little specks. And she was taking us around. This has been years ago. And so this is some of the angel dust that was left. And, you know, I'm looking. I'm thinking, that's specks from light reflection. I mean, that's just part of the fabric. Guess what? They were going to extreme, folks. That's not what I'm talking about. You hear me? That's not what I'm talking about. You can take things to extreme. You can try to be too spiritual, so to speak. Let's just stay with the Word of God, and let's just stay in the middle of the road. Let me tell you something. I believe in angels. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us that the angels of the Lord are with us. Angels sometimes reveal themselves. But I'm going to tell you what. I'm not walking around hunting angels every day. You with me? Because let me tell you something. I know mine is with me. I don't have to see him. I know he's here. Wherever I am, my angel's going to be right there with me. Y'all hear me? Y'all got one too? Hey, you need to know that. You got one too. So wherever you go, your angel's right there with me. I don't need him to manifest himself just for me to believe. I know he is there. And I know he have protected me and helped me. That's right. Amen. We were talking about in men's prayer. What time is it? Quickly. 12:42. Okay. In men's prayer yesterday, you know, how sometimes folks get in front of you and just slow down and you're in a hurry and you want to get by and they just drag and drag and drag and drag and looking at the crops and everything else and pointing and all that. Anybody ever been behind anybody like that when you was in a hurry? We don't know. Could have been an angel driving that car to slow you down. Or God could have been using an individual. Could have been you were speeding and God says, bless his darling heart. Let me help him out because he's getting ready to lose his license. And you behind this little old lady that's not in a hurry, about 2 miles down the road, you see the police sitting inside the road. You say, ooh, thank you, Jesus. Now you could have got mad and just went on around on the yellow line, which so many people do. Or get right, you know how they like to do now, they get right up on your bumper and try to intimidate you. But listen, every day of my life, and I thank you the same way, I want to be led by God and I want his protection, whether I know it's happening or not. Amen. And then there are times when you're driving along, and I'm just using this as an example. Sometimes you're driving along and you feel the unction to take a different route. I've been driving along. There's nobody in front of me or around me, and I've had the unction to slow down. Wasn't necessarily speeding, but just had the unction to slow down. I don't know why. Maybe if I'd have kept going at the speed I was going, maybe a deer would have run out in front of me. I don't know. Y'all still here? Yes. But if you have an unction to slow down, slow down. Or whatever the case may be. Again, I'm just using driving as an example. Because we have the Holy Spirit with us. And he is to lead us and to guide us in even in our everyday affairs of life, but also in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to be a licensed, ordained preacher to be led by God to minister to someone else. Amen. So make a decision. I'm going to allow God to use me. I'm going to be led by the Spirit of God. But I'm going to pray and fellowship with my God in other tongues. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Folks, this is important. Listen, why do you think tongues are so controversial? Even believers fighting over, that's not for today. That, you know, that went out with the apostles, and that's not for today. Because the devil knows that if you're a tongue talker, you are one dangerous person. And you can disrupt his plans. Hallelujah. We're not online today. I'm going to tell this little situation. And I'm getting ready. And I'm going to close. My first job after I got out of service was with the Pepsi-Cola company here in Chiral. We was living on 265 heading in the Jefferson direction, not too far from Fairview. But that's where we were living, and I'd drive from there to Carolina Canners every working day, sometimes 7 days a week. Especially in the summer months. Had a little 66 Falcon. Three on the column, 3 feet speed on the column. Oh, I wish I had that thing today. 6-cylinder, I think it was 200, if I remember. 206, straight six. Nice little car. It was a 200, and what did we pay for it? $200 or three? It wasn't much. Saw it sitting in the man's yard. I think it's $200 or $300. He said he wanted for it. We bought it. Glory to God, it gave us some good service too. And I would drive that thing from up near Jefferson to Chiraw every day. So one evening I came in, and we lived on 265 there. And so I pulled into the driveway, and I pulled into the driveway like I normally do. And this is what I heard on inside of me. Something's wrong. Somebody offended your wife. So I get out of my little 66 Falcon, and I go into the house, and the first thing I ask her is, what's wrong? What happened? She couldn't call me. We didn't have cell phones back then. And I didn't have access to a phone at Carolina Cannons. But I knew something. I didn't know the details. I knew something was wrong. And I know it was the Spirit of God that let me know that. And I asked her, what's wrong? Well, she told me what was wrong. Sad to say, but a preacher had paid her a visit. Our pastor, yeah, had paid her a visit. I didn't know about it. He paid her a visit, and it was not a nice visit. What did he ask you? I know it ain't easy to say. Just not detail, just in general.
How would it feel to hold a black lady in his arms?
How it would feel to hold a black lady in my arms.
Said it was three, and Evan was a newborn baby. And that offended
me. Yeah. Now, again,
shared the room with me at the hospital. So he was selling childcraft books and ended up finding out where we live. So he brings all his books to the house, brings them in the living room, and he begins to show the books, and Cedric really liked the books. They were all Bible books. It all looked fine. I thought I was okay. I had a newborn baby and had a three-year-old with me. He wanted water. So I gets up to go get him a cup of water. He follows me in the kitchen. Then he says, I wonder what it feels like to hold a black woman in my arms.
So
I immediately saw a skillet sitting on the stove. But the Holy Spirit would not allow me to pick that skillet up and hit him up beside his head. So I knew had to get out of the house. I knew I could not attempt to defend myself in any way. So he just kind of apologized and walked out the door. So that's the scenario of what happened.
Yeah.
And
so when I pulled up in the yard, I knew something had happened. I just didn't know the details. Now, folks, this ain't got nothing to do with race. Ain't got a thing to do with race, because we also had a bad experience with a black pastor too. So, yes, Lord, went to his church. That was the second one. But I can tell you this. I was not Pastor James back then. And so I told my wife, I said, get this man on the phone, because I wanted her to call him, because when he hear her voice, he might think, oh, she's been thinking about this. Maybe I can go back. Then she handed the phone to me, and I took care of business. The second dummy, which was a black preacher, that tried something very similar.
We I was out the yard with my two boys, minding my own business. He just pulls up in the driveway and pays me a visit, so running off his mouth.
So, yeah, we won't go into all that for the sake of time, but anyway, I paid him, well, she called him, I talked to him, I took care of business. I took care of business. Amen. And both of them apologized to me and to her.
And we got a 3 or 4 page letter from
the one selling the books. Actually, he was from here in Chiraw, but he got a long letter of apology. And I didn't mean to get into all that, but my point is the Spirit of God let me know that something, there's no other way I could know that. I mean, I'm working hard at Carolina Counters, working long hours. Man, that's hard work. It used to be back then, you know, working there. Jim, you work there, it's hard work, isn't it, brother? And so there was no way, but you know what? I was a tongue talker. I was baptized with the Holy Spirit, and I fellowship with God. And he told me before I ever got in the house. I don't know why the Spirit of God waited till I got to the house to tell me, because he could have told me in Chiraw. But I got a feeling if he had told me in Chiraw, I'd have probably got a ticket on the way home. Or worse, yes. So what am I saying? The Spirit of God will lead you. He wants to lead you. He wants to reveal things to you. Not so you can squint and try to look so spiritual. No, so that you can walk with him and so you can know things that you need to know. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is our revealer. He reveals things to us. And we need to reverence him. Honor him. And don't be doing stuff that offends him. Don't be going places that offends him. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I don't have any business in no strip club. You hear what I'm saying? I don't have any business there. I won't grieve him by doing that. He's my helper. He was sent to me by Jesus to lead me, to guide me, and to even show me things to come. I preached longer than I meant to, folks, but glory be. Have this blessed you?
Yeah.
If it's blessed you, lift your hands and give God. Thank God for it. It's not me. Give him the praise. Give him the glory for it. Whoa, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we're living in a time now where we got to be keen to the Spirit of God. Because there are wolves in sheep's clothing. They talk like sheep. They smell like sheep. They look like sheep. Some things have to be spiritually discerned to know the difference. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let me ask this question. I want to ask you two things. First of all, if you're here and you have not received Jesus Christ,